Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about going out for vacation. Whom can hand over the business? Whom you can hand over the business? Always scare you when you go on vacation. Entrepreneurs work hard to manage and operate the entire business, due to which they run a risk of burnout. They should take a vacation to keep the work-life balance stay refreshed. Taking time for relaxation will make them better decision makers. However, it's not easy for them to get away from the daily routine job, which is very demanding. They should bear in mind that the company can run without them, too, for some days, so taking a vacation will be a helpful activity. The following is some of the tips which may be useful to follow when the boss plans to take a vacation. Number one, advance preparation. He, the boss, should communicate to the employees the dates of the vacation. This will allow the employees to complete the necessary projects or approve of deliverables before vacation. In case of the individual clients and direct customers, they should be informed early about the absent period. This allows the periodicization of projects to be completed and tasks to be delegate to be completed later. The boss should take important contacts and their phone numbers on their computer, mobile phone, and on the piece of paper. Having this list ready available will save time in case you need to contact any of these people to handle any emergencies while on vacation. I'm a big believer is if they have to get a hold of you, have them text you or email you. You know, if it's emergency, you know, then have them call you. But a lot of times, a lot of people can handle that. You have people in place to handle those situations. Number two, type of communication. One or two people should only be allowed to contact the boss during the vacation period, especially for updating about projects when immediate attention is required or a client has joined or a new client has joined. The communication should take place via emails or text message, not and only if needed when there will be a phone call. Number three, avoid working on big or major projects. Even when the boss takes a vacation, the project should be going on. However, any live or major projects should not be started during this period. Since there can be initial problems, the project may not get completed, thus may ruin the mood of vacation. Four, prepare and train your employees. Make a list with the employees so they know how to handle various problems and emergencies. Though this responsibility should be delegated to only one employee, the other should be also aware how to handle the situations. Number five, every project should have a designated leader. While the boss is on vacation, every project should be designated chief who has ensured that the deadlines are met and the quality is maintained. Number seven, do not hand over the reins of the company. Although the teams may be running the project successfully, the project's leaders should never be allowed to take any major company decisions in the absence of the boss. And number eight, hand over the projects. The boss should set up a meeting with the persons who will be handling his projects. Hand over the documents with the list of important points regarding the projects in the terms of the source of information, the main deliverables, the main risks and issues, stakeholders, and sponsor contact details. This allows the work is complete within given time, so you'll have a plan in place. And number nine, build a dramatic and dedicated team. This ensures that the work does not suffer and is completed with the required time frame. Thus, with careful planning, putting system in place, and by trusting the team, vacation time of a boss would be spent with enjoyment and relaxation. Again, you have to take a vacation. Get away for a while. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.